Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson. And with me today is
Shelley Brim Baggett. Hi, Mama.
And we're enjoying reading W.I. Evans' article, Abandoned to the Holy Spirit. Shelley, as a Rhema student, Shelley is a little girl that grew up under Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. Haven't you heard Brother Hagin say? Well, in fact, you and I had a very interesting experience. Brother Hagin went, Kenneth E. Hagin went home to be with the Lord 2003, uh-huh. September. That's what, 6 years ago now.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And you and I went there about 2 years before that. And I just kept feeling like we needed to go and talk with Brother Hagin. Mm-hmm. And so I called to see if we could get an appointment. And Brother Hagin gave us an appointment after work. Nobody else was there but you and I.
He even sent his secretary home.
So he told the secretary to go home. And we were there in his office for about, I don't know, a couple hours.
It seemed like that, yeah.
And it was such a dear time. Thank you, Father, for it. And we had heard Brother Hagin say that he felt like, W.I. Evans taught at Central Bible Institute in Springfield. Mm-hmm. He taught there, I think, 25 years until he passed away in 1953. And so W.I. Evans was very close to the move of the Holy Ghost back at Azusa Street. And he'd taught out at on the East Coast, and then he'd come here. And so Brother Hagin said, I looked at that every month at that Pentecostal Evangel to see if it had an article by W.I. Evans. So you and I, when we went to visit Brother Hagin, we had found that book. You have to go online to find it. It's out of print. But it's called This River Must Flow. Mm-hmm. And it's a little book by W.I. Evans. And only one I know that he has written, even though he was famous. There's a building that's dedicated to him. He's well known as a spiritual man. And so we found that little old book, and we took it to Brother Hagin. And Brother Hagin pulled out his desk drawer, opened it. And in that desk drawer, lying right there without moving one paper, was a letter from W.I. Evans.
Right.
Now, you and I are there in 2001. That letter had to have been written before 1953. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember if it was a letter to Brother Hagin or a letter to someone else about Brother Hagin. But evidently, whatever was in that letter, even if it was about Brother Hagin, I'm not for sure, mm-hmm. but it was a letter, I think it was something about him. Evidently, Brother Hagin read it often.
Oh, yeah.
So he considered this man spiritual. If he considered him spiritual, he was spiritual.
Right, exactly.
Now, we're going to be talking right now about hearing from God. Mm-hmm. And W.I. Evans said to hear from God, to be a normal Christian, he takes you to this scripture, Ephesians 5. And I like to think of it like this. Look at it. It says, verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We have to redeem our time.
That's right.
Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So you don't have much time here. You want to redeem the time. He wants you to walk circumspectly and as the wise. Mm-hmm. And he wants you to understand the will of God. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you do it? Verse 18. Mm-hmm. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be being filled with the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always. Now, W.I. Evans is talking about normal Christians. And he said you can't be a normal Christian unless you're abandoned to the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And the Holy Spirit is using you, mm-hmm. manifesting himself through you mm-hmm. to the world. We're supposed to be the manifestations of the Lord to the world. Mm-hmm. So we have to be abandoned to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And he said, you be abandoned. Mm-hmm. Here's his premise. It's written, this in Ephesians is written, not to the Ephesians to be, get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They've already got it.
Exactly.
In Acts 19. Mm-hmm. But to continue that and sustain that flow mm-hmm. in you.
Mm-hmm. And it's our responsibility.
It's our responsibility. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow mm-hmm. rivers of living water. Mm-hmm. And it's our responsibility to sustain that.
A continual.
A continual
filling.
Flow and filling. Continually being filled. Every day when Billy Brim gets up, Billy Brim should be seeing to it that Billy Brim gets that river flowing and is drinking and is abandoned to the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And not abandoned to her own flesh, her own mind.
All right.
So we've read from W.I. Evans, and he pointed out, he said there's some examples of this in the New Testament. And he pointed out how they got there in Acts chapter 4, when Peter and John were threatened for having ministered healing to the crippled man. And they let them go, threatened them, said, don't preach anymore in that name. They went back to their own company, and they prayed, Acts chapter 4. They lifted up their voice to the Lord.
Yes.
And it says, now we might just read that.
Right,
Acts chapter
that.
4. Yes, we better read that. Although probably most of our listening audience knows it very well, but we need to look at being let go. Acts chapter 4, 23. They went to their own company and reported all the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord, this is united prayer,
yes,
and said, Lord, you are God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David has said, why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? Verse 27, for of a truth against thy holy child, Jesus, whom you have anointed, Herod, Pontius Pilate, and the nations and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever your hand and your counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders might be done with the name, by the name of thy holy child Jesus.
Mm.
And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And they spoke the word of God with boldness.
The Spirit and the word agreed.
And
there.
The multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul.
Here it says, I have the Weiss translation, it says, and they spoke the word of God with fearless confidence and freedom of speech. And that's abandonment.
That's abandonment.
When you have fearless confidence and freedom of speech.
Don't you imagine that when the place was shaking, they got a little freer?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they come in with one mindset, you know, oh, what are we going to do? And then thank God they had the wisdom to go and magnify God first, who made the heavens and the earth. But they came, you know, being persecuted.
Uh-huh.
And here W.I. Evans said, well, if it takes external pressure to get you to pray, thank God for it, you know. So that's a start. And here we are with this external pressure about our politics, our government, about the darkness. But thank God we're in a place of prayer now and to be filled with
the Holy
Ghost.
Oh, we are. We're there.
And we're already there.
And you know, Brother Hagin said, they lifted their voice.
Yes,
and they said, he said, there are a lot of folks there.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't know if it was 120 or 3,000 or what, but he said they didn't all memorize this prayer.
No.
He thinks they were praying in tongues,
yes,
praying in the Holy Ghost, and this is the interpretation of it.
Yes.
But one thing for sure, the building was shaken, and they were continually filled with the Spirit. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. There was an idea of unity, an idea of oneness. And it says that none of them lacked anything.
Mm-mm.
If somebody was poor, somebody who was rich sold some property or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this love of the body.
Yes, they did.
That was just born out of being filled with the Spirit.
Right.
Now, I'll read on what he said another time. When in the book of Acts.
This is his article on Abandoned to the Holy Spirit. And W.I. Evans says, now we have another, in the 13th chapter of Acts, we have the church represented by its leadership in Antioch coming together. And this time it was not because of the external pressure. A higher motive apparently aroused them. And they came together to minister to the Lord. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost manifested himself among them. The body of Christ resided in that locality and initiated something that was carried on down through the ages in this worldwide missionary movement of which you and I, by the grace of God, find ourselves a vital part. Now in Ephesians, there is a unmistakable evidence that being filled with the Holy Ghost day by day involves coming together.
Uh-huh.
You see, it says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And then the next verse literally rendered is, quote, speaking among yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Now, just a minute. I want to stop right here.
Mm-hmm.
In considering this verse before, I always read it in the King James. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, mm-hmm. which you do that by yourself. Of
right.
course, you practice at home, you sing at home, mm-hmm. these songs of the Spirit come. But W.I. Evans points out that the literal translation is what?
Speaking among yourselves.
Among yourselves. So it has the same idea that it does in Colossians.
Right.
That
teaching
when you're,
one another.
Yeah, teaching one another. When you're together, when you're assembled. Mm-hmm. Now, W.I. Evans is going to point out in this article, which I've read already, he's going to point out that assembling yourselves together is a very important part of being filled. They met together.
Mm-hmm. Together.
They took their bread together.
Mm-hmm. Together.
After, you know, in the early days of the church, mm-hmm. they had fellowship together over mm-hmm. the breaking of bread. Mm-hmm. They assembled and prayed there. He knew where to go to find that company. Mm-hmm. Peter and John, they knew.
Right.
They were assembled.
Right.
And then here in Acts chapter 13, they are assembled.
Right.
And then it says the leaders were assembled. This, mm-hmm. The leadership. Mm-hmm. And then it says over in Hebrews, forsake not the assembling of yourselves mm-hmm. together as you see the day approaching. So I tell you, Shelley, there is such an anointing I'm beginning to see on united prayer.
Right.
And on our assembly.
How important that
is. How important it is to assemble and hear from God.
It reminds me of what Chip said about he had a little bike for his daughter and all of the parts were
Christmas
in
present, yeah.
one box and it said some assembly, with emphasis on assembly, required. Every piece was there, but there was something about those pieces coming together that made that bike function.
They were all gathered, he said, in that mm-hmm. box.
That wasn't the problem.
But you had to assemble them
right.
in their places.
So there's an assembly mm-hmm. of us being in our parts, speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs,
yes.
that a function is performed.
Yes.
Like that bike performed a function.
Yes.
And so God has some plans, purposes that will be pursued through the church by the Holy Ghost
yes.
as we come together, fitly joined together.
Yes, and in our assemblies.
Right.
Now, I'm telling you, Shelley, since we've been meeting out here on Sunday afternoons, Assemble Unified Prayer and Wednesday's Unified Prayer, and, you know, other church services which we attend and which we go to and which we speak at, mm-hmm. something's happening in the assemblies.
Yes.
Something's happening. And we know something's going to happen here in our Autumn Assembly of Prayer for an Awakening, which will be October 29 through November 2nd. Actually, come early if you can on Wednesday the 28th, because we're just going to be lying before the Lord and asking Him for a spirit of prayer on that assembly. People come here to work and work in prayer. And you can find out about it at billybrim.org, billeybrim.org, or you can phone us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447, or write us. If you can't come to the meeting, pray when we do, and give an offering unto the Lord, a korban. We'll be receiving a korban offering. Give an offering unto the Lord. We'll put it right in the offerings with the other people for this meeting, because we're asking God for an awakening to God in our nation. And that's Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Box 40, Branson, 65615. Billy Brim and Shelley saying, Shalom till tomorrow.